Good evening. This is Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. The city of King Cove says it's reached a deal with the Trump administration to build a road through the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. King Cove residents argue they need the road to access the all-weather airport in Cold Bay, but environmental groups believe it would ruin critical wildlife habitat. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Zoe Sobel has more on the deal with the Interior Department.
For the past year, the city of King Cove has been working with the Trump administration to find a way to build a road through the refuge. Now, City Administrator Gary Hennig says they have reached an agreement with the Interior Department for a land swap between the King Cove Corporation and the federal government. He expects the deal to be signed January 22nd in Washington, D.C.
The whole community is excited simply because after 30 years, we do believe that this can now happen.
King Cove residents say they need the road because bad weather can leave people stranded during medical emergencies. But the 12-mile gravel road would pass through what is now designated wilderness, the highest level of conservation given to federal lands.
Eisenbeck's Lagoon Complex is a globally important ecosystem that contains one of the largest eelgrass beds in the world.
Nicole Whittington Evans, Alaska Regional Director of the Wilderness Society.
There is no question that building a road through the isthmus of this lagoon's complex will have significant impacts.
The Wilderness Society will challenge the agreement in court along with other environmental groups. Whittington Evans says she thinks they will have a good case.
There have been prior land exchanges that have been deemed unlawful by the courts, and we will be reviewing everything that this agreement puts together.
In 2013, former Interior Secretary Sally Jewell rejected the idea of the road, saying it would cause irreparable harm to the refuge and the wildlife that depend on it. But Hennig isn't worried about legal battles with environmental groups.
We have known that that is going to be there. It's always been there. We are comfortable in believing that once it's known what the agreement has in it, we are very confident that we will prevail.
The Interior Department didn't respond to a request for comment. Once the deal is signed, Hennig believes it will take up to 6 months to study the best route for the road and appraise the land. Then Hennig says King Cove will be looking to the state of Alaska to fund construction of the road, estimated at $22 million. In a best-case scenario, he says the road would be completed by 2020. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.
A change of plea hearing for an Anchorage man accused of driving the getaway vehicle in the fatal shooting of John D. Kivarlik Jr. has been rescheduled after the man's attorney announced he plans to file a motion to keep the press and public out of the courtroom. A man named Patrick Dale Burtonhill allegedly shot Kivarlik outside the Rock and Rodeo nightclub in May 2015 following a fight inside the club. The shooter and a group of men with him fled the scene, leading to a year-long investigation involving six states, nearly 60 search warrants, and thousands of man-hours. The alleged getaway driver, 27-year-old Demarius William Hinson, appeared in court telephonically Monday. Hinson and his attorney, Daryl L. Jones, are in Anchorage, and when informed that there were members of the press as well as a member of the public in the courtroom, Jones requested the hearing be put off. The lawyer said he'd like to make a motion to close the hearing to the public, quote, due to the nature of the change of plea. Superior Court Judge Paul Lyle agreed to reschedule the plea hearing, but told Jones to fax the motion to him as soon as possible so he could consider whether to grant his request. Fairbanks brothers Reese and Logan Hahnemann again raced to top finishes yesterday as the U.S. National Cross Country Ski Championships culminated at Anchorage's Kincaid Park. 28-year-old Reese Hahnemann, who last week won the skate technique sprint, added the classic sprint title on Monday.
And that was Reese Hahnemann, who gets the second national championship of the week.
I'm just couldn't be more happy. I feel super blessed that I could double up, and just everything went right. And I felt, I mean, I'm on form right now. So to feel that strong right when it counts right now in January.
Reese Hahnemann's 24-year-old brother, Logan, was fourth in the 1.6-kilometer classic sprint, But more important, he's in the top position to be named to the U.S. Olympic team. Logan Hahnemann says the sprint selection is based on qualification races held at the start of each sprint competition.
Whoever is the number one on the points list after Nationals is gets a spot at the Olympics, so super exciting. But I'm waiting until I get an official word before I really soak it in. But yeah, there's a potential for it to be outrageously exciting here.
It's possible that both Hahnemann brothers could be named to the Olympic team, as Reese is in second place in the sprint qualification standings. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.